The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Ayin, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. So we're continuing along sugyas in Perek Hamoicher Es Abayis, specifically Hamoicher Es HaSoder. So we saw in the last Mishnah that if somebody sells a field and he doesn't explain what's included or excluded from the field, the halacha is all the trees on the field are going to be included. There's an idea, maybe write it in the furish in the shtar, shufr the shtara, but even if he doesn't explain, all the trees on the field are excluded, with the exception of the charuv hamurkov, the grafted carob tree, and the sadan ha-shikma, the sycamore tree that has already been pruned. Those two trees are really chashuv. The Gemara, ironically, learned it out from a pasuk and Stei Ephraim. Those two trees would be excluded. But other than that, any other tree would be included, stating that if the person would be clear and he would say that I'm selling you my field, but I'm excluding the trees, of course, if you say it, you stipulate that it's going to be excluded, those trees will be excluded. The Gemara, however, assumes that even when a person says that I'm excluding the trees from the sale, it's not all trees that are going to be excluded. It's only trees that grew a certain size. But if the tree is still small, that tree will be included. So even if the Meicher was explicit, he said, I'm selling you my field, I'm excluding the trees, not just the Charav HaShikma, not just those trees. I'm excluding all the trees. If there's a small tree, it could be it would be included. Because what the Meicher meant was a tree of a certain stature, a tree of a certain chashivas. What is that chashivas? So that's where we begin the Gemara. If the tree is big enough that in order to scale it, you would need a rope, that's considered chashav. So if you were mafarish and you said that I'm excluding the trees, that type of tree would be excluded. But called ensh. If the tree is small, that you can climb the tree without a rope, lehavi shir. Even if you said mefurish that I'm excluding the trees from the field, it would not be excluded. The dayonim of goyla said, who were they? Says the Rashbam, quoting Gemara in Sanhedrin 17b, Shmuel and Karna. So you have Rav and Shmuel, not mentioned in the Gemara as Shmuel, but rather as the dayne goyla. They said that that's not the definition of a big tree and a small tree in this halacha, but rather kol sha oil koyfshay lehavi shir. Any tree that if when you're plowing, the plow would cause the tree to bend, that's considered a really small tree. If the plow cannot move the tree, then it's not considered a small tree. So kol sha'ol koyfshay le'yavishir. Kol sha'inol koyfshay habishir, says the Gemara, even though at first glance it would seem to be two shiurim, really v'loy pligi. There's no machloikis habedikli habe'ilmi. Rav, when he gave the shir, and he made a tolui in whether you can scale the tree without a rope or not. He was talking about a dekel. He was talking about a palm tree. That type of tree, they used to scale dafka with a rope. There, it would be appropriate to use that shear. Whereas the dainei goyla, we're talking about ilmi, all other trees, you don't necessarily need a rope anyways to climb. So there, the chashivas would have nothing to do with the chevel. There, the chashivas would have to do, could the plow budget or could the plow not budget? Obviously, if we're more familiar with trees and farms, we'd have a better appreciation of this nuance in the Gemara. But basically what the Gemara is saying is, the sheer chashuv of a dekel tree versus the sheer chashuv of other trees could be as different. Thus, even though at first glance it would seem to be a machlokes Rav in the Dayone Goyla, in fact there is no machlokes. Boyaminei Rav Acha Bar Huna Mei Rav Sheshes. Chutz mi charuv ployni, chutz mi sadam ployni ma'u. Reuven tells his field to Shimon. And on the field, there were carob trees. There were sycamore trees. The halacha is, those trees are excluded from the sale. The Meicher went, and he was very, very mefurish. He said that, you know that carob tree that I have in the northwestern corner of my field? I want to exclude it from the sale. Had he not said it, it would have anyways been excluded. But he went and said it anyways. Says the Gemara, what's the halacha? What's the shiloh? Do we say that it's only that carob tree is going to be excluded, but all the other carob trees are going to be included? What's going on? I thought if you sell a field, the carob trees are never included. But being that over here, you excluded one, it's mashma michla lava tashemehen, that it's only that carob tree that's going to be excluded. But all the other charuvs on this field, perhaps, are going to be included. Oidulma says the Gemara, shach charuvim nami loikani. Maybe the other charuvim are also not going to be. So, Lacy told him back, loikana. The halacha is, you're not koina anything. Meaning, you don't say that because the person excluded one charuv, it means only that charev is excluded, the other ones are included. No. If the halacha is hamecher es asada, you did not include the charev, all the charevs are going to be excluded. The fact that he said that charev is excluded doesn't mean that the other ones are included. Why then did he say it? Says the Rashbam, the reason he said it was litfuye milsa, not to include more, but rather to exclude more. And similar to what we had earlier in the parak, we can have it again in tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara said, if somebody sells a field, loy machares abar ves hados, right? Machares bias, hamoicheres asade, hamoicheres achatze, the bar v'dos he keeps to himself. Rabbi Akiva said v'tzorach likach loy derech, that even though the moicher retains the rights to the bar and the dos, but the path to get to the bar v'dos, that he doesn't have. So if this moicher now wants to get to his bar v'dos to be able to use it, he's going to have to buy from the lekeach. Akiva holds moicher v'ahin yofa moicher, he's going to have to buy back those rights. If, however, says the Mishnah, the moicher said, I'm selling you my house, but I'm excluding the bar v'dos, there the halach is ain't tzorach likach loy derech. Why? Because he didn't have to say chutz mi bar v'dos, because the halach is, if you've been paying attention to anything this week, you know, so he doesn't have to say chutz mi bar v'dos. By saying chutz mi bar v'dos, he must be saying that I want to exclude more than just the bar v'dos. What's that more? The derech. Ordinarily, you get the derech. Over here, I keep the derech. So that I, in this case, wouldn't have to buy it back. So what do you see from that Mishnah? It's a Mishnah. That if I exclude more than I had to exclude, litfuye milsa, I end up retaining more. Not less, more. Says the Rashbam, it's in that same vein that you would have to fataych this Gemara over here. Ha-moicher es ha-sodeh lo-moicher es ha-charev. He excluded the charev. Why do you have to exclude the charev? He didn't have to. Not to say, michalav atashameh, and that only that charev is excluded, but the other charuvim are included, so that by excluding more than you had to exclude, you end up including more. No, it doesn't make sense. That's not the way we teach it for Rabbi Akiva. It's just the opposite. You end up excluding more than you had to exclude, such as maybe a derech. Rashbam suggests different possibilities of what would be excluded. But the point is, big picture, high level, how do you fataych what this person is doing by excluding more that he had to exclude? Is it a michlal lava tashemeya hen, or to the contrary, you taych it the same way we taych the Mishnah earlier? Either way, the Gemara says, Eisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Chutz micharuv ployni, this very case, somebody sold a field to his friend, and he said, I'm selling you the field. Chutz micharuv ployni, chutz misadim ployni, loikana, my lab, oisei charuv udo loikana, shachruv mkana. At first glance, it sounds like loikana, mashin yochid, that field that you excluded, that tree that you excluded is what's excluded, but everything else is in. All the charuvim are going to be excluded. And now the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. Imagine a person would sell a field, imagine, to his friend. So Reuven owns a field, Reuven owns 10 fields, and he's selling one of his fields to his friend. He says, this field, Shimon, and then he says, by the way, the field that's next to it, so the point is, that's not included. Are you going to tell me that second one is not included, but the other 8 of the 10 that he owns are going to be included? Of course not. Of course, the only field that's included in the sale is the field that's being sold. And even though the meicher, for whatever reason, felt an urge to say that even though I'm selling you this field, there may have been some confusion, whatever his impetus was, the other field, that one is not included. It doesn't mean that every other one that he didn't exclude is included. The same thing is going to be over here. Some had a different version of this discussion. Reuven sells his field to Shimon Stam, and he says that chorev that I have, half of that chorev I'm not selling to you. Here already it sounds a little bit different, because it sounds like at the very least, the other half of that chorev that he didn't exclude, maybe he is coming to, says the Gemara, Shachruv Vadi Laikani, that's Pashit, any other Charuv in the field. Let's say there were 10 Charuvim, and he said, Chatzi Charuv Zeh, I'm not selling. So the other ones are certainly going to be excluded. The question is, Hamasha Shayer Ba'osei Charuv Kani, but could you say that the half of this Charuv that he didn't exclude, at very least that should be included? Or maybe that's not going to be excluded. Amalezi told him, Laikani. Nothing is included. Meaning, even though he picked up on one Charuv, and not even on an entire charev, only on a half of a charev, so it sounds a little fishy, it sounds a little bit like he's not really coming to exclude everything, at the very least, the other half of that charev that he didn't exclude, maybe that should be included. So he told him, no, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, ha-moicher es ha-sodeh, you don't get the charev. Even if you chose to exclude one, there's no bearings. Even if you chose to exclude half of one, there's still no bearings. Here it sounds a little bit mafurish. The other cheruvim you're not koina. The other cheruvim that you didn't touch aren't koina, but the chatzi cheruv of which you excluded, maybe that other half should be. You don't even get that. The same right. If somebody would say, I'll sell you my field, but I'm not selling you half of the other field. So you're going to tell me the other half of that field is going to be included? You're selling this field. You're not selling that field. You're not selling all of it. You're not selling half of it. Hachinami says the Gemara, loy koni, period. Boy, minei Rav Amram v'Rav Chisda. So the Gemara over here digresses for a moment, takes a little bit of a left turn into much more lumdisha pastures. A short amud sugya that touches on a lot of the big yisaidis that we've been learning about for the last year or so. We're going to do what we do, and then we'll get to some in Yonah de Yoyma. Rav Amram, Rav Chisda, Rav Amram asked Rav Chisda, Hamaf gil eitzel chaveir b'shtar, if somebody gives his friend a pikadoin, and it was documented in a shtar, so Reuven gave Shimon a behema, he gave him something to watch. Shem Echinam, Shem Esachar, Shoyal, Seicher, whatever. He gave him something to watch, and it was documented in a shtar. There's a shtar that proves that this pikadon took place. And now the mafkid goes to the nifkad, and he tells him, I want my pikadon back. It's a shtar that says, I gave it to you, give it back. He tells him, Ichzartem lecha, I already gave it back. Ma, what's the halacha? Is he believed to say Ichzartem lecha, or is he not believed to say Ichzartem lecha? Zokter Ashbah. In order to really understand this Gemara, you have to remember that in Cheskes Habatim, Le'il, Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, we learned, Hamafkid Es Chaveiru Be'edim Ein Sarach La'achse Be'edim. If somebody gives his friend a Pekadim Be'edim, doesn't necessarily mean he has to return a Be'edim. So a person, a Nifgad, a Shomer, would be believed to say that I returned the Pekadim. He doesn't need Edim to prove that it was returned, even though he got the Pekadim Be'edim. Hamafkid Es Chaveiru Be'edim Ein Sarach La'par Be'edim. So the fact that there's a Shtar, and there are Edom in the Shtar, and Reish Lakish famously said, Edom achsum al ha-shtar, nasik mishnech reidusim bebezin, the Edos of the Shtar is a real Edos. It doesn't necessarily mean that the argument of the Shomer is dead on arrival when he says, chzartam l'cha, because of the fact that he doesn't have Edom. He doesn't have to have Edom. Hamavkir es chaveir be'edom, ain't tzorech l'hachse be'edom. But you know what the issue is over here? The issue is something else. The issue is, if you're a Shomer, and you have a job to watch somebody's chayfetz, and the mafkid has a shtar that says that you have his chayfetz, when you return the chayfetz, you're going to ask for the shtar back. No different than if you borrow money from somebody, and you pay him back, you're going to tell the malva, when you return the chayf, give me the shtar back. So the fact that right now the mafkid is holding the shtar, that's weird, the chesaron in the taina of ichzartem l'chayis. Because, really, you returned it? If you returned it, shtar chabiyadi my boy. Why in the world am I holding on to the shtar? So the fact that the mafkid is holding on to the shtar, that's the reyes on the taina of the nifkat. Not the fact that there's a shtar, it implies that there's edim. So now you can't say ichzartem l'cha without proving that you returned it. Because hamafkid es chaveir be'edim ain't tzarich l'parer be'edim. That's not an issue. You don't have to return it with edim. The issue is something else. The issue is, why are you holding on to the shtar? Shouldn't I have requested the shtar back? That's where the issue is. So what's the tzad that he should be believed? Ma'u, mi amrino, do you say, mi gudi iboyo manensu mehemen, hashtinami mehemen. Being that had the nifkat said nensu, let's say it was a shayim mechinim or shayim nesachah. If he would say nensu, he'd be believed. The Gemara is going to say, b'shvu, okay, the Gemara is saying that on the base. But for now, he'd be believed if he said nensu. Now, nensu wouldn't be nistar, it wouldn't be contradicted with the fact that the mafkid has the shtar. What does one have to do with the other? The fact that you have the shtar is a reyesa on the tain of hechzarti l'cha. But it's not a reyesa on nensu. I'm not telling you I returned it. I understand you have the shtar. I'm telling you when this happened. There was a drive-by, people came, they took it from me. Listen to mezuyin, what am I supposed to do? I'm coming with some sort of tain of zaynis. So being that I have a migu, I could have said nensu. And had I said nensu, the fact that you have the shtar would have had no bearing. So now, perhaps, I should be believed as well. Oidilma, or no, matzi amale. He could tell him, shtar chabiyadi maiba. What's the oidilma? The oidilma is, it's a migu b'mokum anan sahadi. Because it's true, there's a migu. But at the end of the day, you want to be believed with a taina that there's an anan sahadi right now shrying and saying is not so mashma. Is a weak taina. Because what's your taina? Your taina is, there's an anan sahadi that you didn't return it. What's the anan sahadi? Shtar Chav Yodi, my boy. And Anan Sahadi works like Edim. Migu b'makom Edim lo yamrinon. Migu b'makom Anan Sahadi lo yamrinon. So it's true, Hechzartim l'cha could work migu that you could have said Nensu. And had you said Nensu, there would not have been a reyes of Shtar Chav Yodi, my boy. But you didn't say Nensu. You said Hechzartim l'cha. And even though you have a migu, but lemaisa, the kind that you're saying right now is nista from the Anan Sahadi, thus we would look at it as a migu b'mokam Anan Sahadi. That's the shayla. How in the world do you look at this? Amalesi told him a hamin. He's believed. Ay, v'lei malei shtachav yodi, my boy. That was the other side of the shayla. Amalei, uli tamech, according to you, v'chi amalei nensu mimatzi amalei shtachav yodi, my boy. His whole kayach hatayin over here is with a migu. That he could have said Nensu. Had he said Nensu, would there have been a tain of Shtar Chav Yodi, my boy? Amalei. So the answer is no. And being that the answer is no, he should be believed in amigo. But the Gemara says, Seif Ki Amalei Nensu Lav Shua, boy. At the end of the day, what kind of amigo is this? Migo, you could have said Nensu. Had you said Nensu, you would have had a sworn. Shvua de Reis. Hachanami. My Nema, Nema Vishvua. Shnema means Bishvua. Yeah, and Hachanami, he'd have to swear. Incidentally, the Rishonim say, it could be a Shvua Dei Raisa, Anaya Maisa. A Shoyme that says a Chzarti L'cha, that's believed with a Migu, that he could have said Nensu. Being that had he said Nensu, he would have had a sworn Shvua Dei Raisa. It's one of the three Shvuas Dei Raisas, is the Shvua HaShoyimrim. When he says a Chzarti L'cha, Migu de Nensu, he would also have to swear Shvua Dei Raisa. But the bottom line is, the Gemara had two ways to look at it. Back and forth and forth and back and back and forth. The Gemara doesn't clarify the Svaris so well. But the Gemara, again, is discussing a Shoymer who says, Hichzarti Lecha. What's unique about the case is that the Mafkid has a Shtar. So although Hichzarti Lecha usually is a very good Taina, certainly in this case where he has a Migu that he could have said Nensu, the problem is that the Hechzarti Lecha is going Keneged in Anan Sahadi, because had the Nifka, had the Shomer really returned the Chayfetz, the Mafkid probably wouldn't be holding on to the Shtar. Do you look at it as a Migu B'mokam Anan Sahadi, or do you not look at it as a Migu B'mokam Anan Sahadi? Rashbam just speaks out one thing in terms of Tosefes Biur in the Gemara, and that is that if at the end of the day you would be left with a real Migu B'mokam Anan Sahadi, it could be, the Maskonas HaGemara would be, that the Shomer is not believed to say Hechzarti Lecha. The reason we do believe it to say Hechzarti Lecha is because it's not such a shtark Anan Sahadi. The Rashbam says that it could be that the Shoymer can argue that really, when I returned the Chayfetz, I wanted the shtar back. But at the time, the Mafkid didn't have the shtar. He told me he can't find it, he lost it, and we made up, I'll come back for it later. There's different svaras that you can argue, says the Rashbam, why the Anan Sahadi is not such a shtark. Not such a shtark Anan Sahadi. So if that Anan Sahadi was bulletproof, says the Rashbam, it could be Erech Hanami. It could be at the end of the day, you wouldn't be believed. Because it would be a Migu B'mokam Anan Sahadi. But being that it's not bulletproof, there are some holes in the Anan Sahadi, and you do have a Migu, and what the Gemara spoke out was, had you said Nensu, there wouldn't have been an issue of Shtar Chaviyadi, my boy. So it's a combination of a bunch of svaras. Again, it's a very lumbish Gemara. But it's a combination of a bunch of svaras. Bottom line is, the Gemara has two ways of looking at it. The Maskana is that you would be believed. That was the Psak Halacha, Rav Chizda. That's what Rav Chizda told Rav Amram. So again, Halacha L'maisa, if a Mafkid goes over to his Shomer, and he tells him, where's the Pekodim that I gave you? I have a Shtar. The Shtar says that I gave you a Pekodim. You're supposed to be watching it for me. Shemachinam, Shemachar, I want it back. And he says, Echzarti Lecha, I returned it to you. Is he believed or is he not believed? The tzad that he shouldn't be believed is because if really he returned it, why does the mafkid have the shtar? Shouldn't you have asked for the shtar back? But then again, you have a migu, you could have said Nensu. And had you said Nensu, the fact that the mafkid has the shtar would have had no bearings. If you wanted a lie, you could have told a better lie, but maybe not. Maybe then it becomes a migu, but welcome an ansahadi, Rav Chizda Paskin, that the shoymer would be believed to say Hechzarti Lecha, and we don't look at it as a migu, but welcome an ansahadi. Says the Gemara, Leimo beplukt at the Hani Tanoi. It would seem that this shayla is really machlokes tam. Tanya, we're going to the Braisa, Shtar Kitza Yoitzel Yisoymim. There was a person who went after Yisoymim. A man had died, he left over Yisoymim. He also left over an estate. A yid pops up one day and he goes to the assignment, the apotropos, and he tells him, you know, your late father, I was a business partner, I invested money with him, and we invested together in an iska transaction. not a heter iska, which is a regular loan. You're just relying on a heter iska. But this was a real iska. I gave him money. He was going to be the managing partner. I was going to be the investing partner. And we were going to split the profits and the losses 50-50. Bottom line is, I gave him $1 million. I want my money back. Says the Gemara, Dayone Goyla Amri. The Dayone Goyla said, this is why it's in our sugya, because of that line. Dayone Goyla said, Nishba v'goyva kuloi. The halacha is, this person swears. He goes to Beis Din and he swears that he's telling the truth and he gets his $1 million. V'dayoni Eretz Yisrael Amri. The Dayoni in Eretz Yisrael passing differently. Nishba, he swears. V'goyva mecht. He can only get half. Zok to Gemara, Geshmach. The Kuli Alma, it makes sense to assume that everybody is slude Nardoi hot like Nardoi. Dami Nardoi hai isko palga milva palga pekodin. Right? Remember anything from Ezeu Neshech. So an iska is palga milva. It was palga pekodin. Basically, there was an arrangement between a managing partner, someone that had a good business idea, he was an operator, and an investor, someone that had a lot of money. And they wanted to split the profits and the losses 50-50. The problem is there's ribbis issues. How exactly do you do it? So the Chachamim had a structure. They structured it. They said it should be palga milva, palga pekodin. So the person, the operator who's taking the money, the $1 million, is borrowing half the money and he's watching half the money. He's, at the end of the day, is going to be responsible to give $1 million back to the investor. Half of it, b'toyres peroy chayv. The other half, b'toyres peroy pekodin. But as it relates to the profits and the losses, they're going to share it. Why? Because the money, the half $1 million that the operator borrowed, that's his money. He gets to keep it. He just has to return $500,000. So any profits and losses associated with that $500,000 is going to belong to him. The palga pekodin is called hecha de isa, b'shusa de mara isa. That belongs to the investor. So any profits and losses that are associated with that is going to end up going to the investor. So at the end of the day, there's going to be a 50-50 split. Chabim said it's not a perfect solution because at the end of the day, the operator is working on the palga pekodin because of interest that he has, which would be ribis 101. So the Chabim said you have to do one or two things. Either you split it, not 50-50, but 60-40, or you come up with some other arrangement that's going to be to the benefit of the operator, or he has to give him the proverbial dollar, the dinar. That's what you have at these heteriska closings. So there's this huge transaction taking place, and you get a dollar. Because that dollar has to compensate for that additional ribbis issue. But the bottom line is this was the structure. It was palga milva, palga begot. So you have a case over here where an investor comes, la'achar mois, this operator, he goes to the Yisoyimim and he tells him, you know, I gave your father $1 million. And this was a iska transaction. Says the Gemara. Everybody holds iska works this way. Palga milva, palga pekod. And we have a machloikis between the Dayonim and Eretz Yisrael. In the Dayone Goyla, whether the person that's coming out to collect the money can swear and collect everything, or he could only swear and get chatzi. Zok to Gemara, my love, alka milfli. I'll tell you a geshmaka beer and what the machlokes might be. The mar sovar matzi amalei shtarcha biyadi my boy. Umar sovar loy matzi amalei shtarcha biyadi my boy. Zot gemar geshmak. We know habali para nechse yisoyimim loyti para alavish. So if somebody goes to nechse yisoyimim and he says your father owed me money, it was a bal chayv. He owed me money. What's the halacha? Swear habali para nechse yisoyimim loyti para alavish. Even then, you can only take from karka, can't take from a tatlin. But whenever you're allowed to collect, at the end of the day, you're going to collect with the shvuah. What about pekodin? Somebody goes now to Yisoyimim and he says, your father had one of my pekodinus. I want it back. He had money. He was watching it for me. Give me the money. Is the halacha so simple? Haboli pari minachsi Yisoyimim loyti pari ele b'shvuah or not? Says the Gemara, it should be totally in this shayla, this psak halacha of Rav Chizkiya. Because if every shomer pekodin can always say hechzarti lecha, even when the mafkid has a shtar, he could always say hechzarti lecha, then it shouldn't be so poshut for this guy now to be able to go over to the Yisoyimim, swear, and walk off with the money. Because maybe had the father been alive, he would have said hechzarti lecha. Meaning the Gemara is suggesting that maybe the reason Apoli part of an echzi Yisoyimim, by every halva, the halach is just swear, and you're good to go, is because the loyve can't just say hechzarti lecha. Doesn't work that way. You can't say hechzarti lecha. Why not? If we have it sad that the Shomer Pekodin could say Echzar Tilcha, and it's not easy Gemara. If we have it sad that the Shomer Pekodin could say Echzar Tilcha, why is it so posh to the Gemara that the Loiva can't say Echzar Tilcha? Because the whole tzad that the Shomer Pekodin should be able to say Echzarati L'cha is migu that he could have said Netzah. But the Loibet doesn't have the migu he could have said Netzah, because Mimel Leitzanit, no. So there can be an Oynish from today till tomorrow. When you borrow money, I don't care what happened. There could have been a mudslide, a tsunami, it doesn't matter. You owe the money. You have to pay it back. So there's no taina of migu that you could have said Netzah. It's Davka the Shomer Pekodin who could say Netzah. That was the tzad on the Gemara. He has a taina, perhaps, to say Echzarti L'cha. So says the Gemara Zei Geshmak. If the halacha is that a Shomer Pekodin could say Echzarti L'cha, then maybe the halacha should not be that a poli part of an Echzi Yisoy, a Pekodin, he could just take it or be a Peshvua. Because maybe had the father been alive, he would have said Echzarti L'cha, and he would have been believed, migu, that he could have said Nensa. If, however, you're not believed to say Echzarti L'cha, so then there's no difference between a Bali Para Pekodin or a Bali Para Halva. At the end of the day, the halacha always is a Bali Para B'nechzi Yisayman. You can take the money. I may be the father, that's the halacha of Shvua, swear, and you're going to get off the hook. But if there's such an easy taina of Echzarti L'cha, argues the Gemara, so maybe a Bali Para, you shouldn't be able to take. So if you have a machloikas by this iska, whether the investor can swear and be goyva kulay, or he can swear and only be goyva mechta, and we know the iska's palga milva, palga pekodin. Zachtiyo, you know what they're probably arguing about? They're arguing about the palga pekodin. That's the shayla. The palga milva, that's pashit. Habali par benechsi yisayvim. Leite par al b'shvua. Nishba v'goyva chatzi. That's off the table. The shayla is the other chatzi. What's the shayla? It's a pekodin. Do you look at it as pekodin as a milva, or maybe it's different than a milva? What's the study ashayla? If the Shomer Pekodin's not believed to say Hechzarti L'cha, then it's no different than a milva. The loiv is not believed to say Hechzarti L'cha b'makim ha-shtar. The Shomer Pekodin is not believed to say Hechzarti L'cha b'makim ha-shtar. Even though there's a migu, it doesn't matter. Migu b'makim ha-nan sahadi loyam rinon. So the milva and the Pekodin is the same. So just like he's nishba v'goy v'chatzi, he's nishba v'goy v'kuloy for the same price. There's no difference in halacha and how we treat the palga milva versus the palga Pekodin. If, however, Rav Chisda is right that a Pekodin is different. You are believed to say Echzarti L'cha migu that you could have said Nensu. So then on the Palga Pekodin, the halacha is, you shouldn't be able to swear. It should be off limits. Because if the father was here, maybe he would have said Echzarti L'cha. It would have been an easy way out. So if you have a machloikis of how to treat the iska, Zok the Gemara, it's Pashit, it's Palga Milva, Palga Pekodin. They're probably arguing on the Chatzi Pekodin. Zok the Gemara, Leima Kitanoi. This Psach Halacha Reb Chizit should be told you it's not like it's Tanoi. Zok the Gemara, Amri Loi. But the point is, it's not even Muchach. It's not Muchach that the machloikis over here is whether the Shomer is believed to say Echzarti L'cha on a Pekodin. He's not believed to say Echzarti L'cha on a Pekodin. Again, the whole Shaila is where the Mafkid has a Shtar. If the Mafkid doesn't have a Shtar, of course you believe. That was the Rosh Mamak's Hakdom. You always believe it to say Echzarti L'cha. The Shaila is Keneged the Reyes of Shtar. Maybe they do not believe, but either way, I'm like the Kuli, I'm listening to Rav Chizda, the Achabach, the Machlekes, or something else. The Mar Sovar, Im Isa, the Pore, Meva, Hamo, Amar. The one man damar hell that if the father really paid up this loan, he would have told his kids before he died. He would have told them, listen, you know, there's a what's that?
Massive loan.
You know, different business arrangements and things you didn't have to know about. But now you do, and I'm letting you know what's going on. So you can't tell me that there's like this esoteric tanina, maybe had the father been here, he would have said, no, the father would have told me, we would have been aware of it. Umar Sama, even Malacham Abbas, who said that he had so much time to prepare for his death. Sometimes the Malacham Abbas comes, a different type of Nansu. Malacham Abbas, Udaanse. The point is, it's not Muchach that the father died with such Yishuv Adas that he was able to make all his arrangements before he died. Shalak Rabbeinu Barab, and I'm Afkid, it's Chavir B'Shtar. If somebody gives his friend a Pekodin, there was a Shtar. V'omaloy, and now the Shoyim says, Echzartiv L'cha, Migu, he's believed. Rav Chizda's halach. V'shtar kis ha-yoytzei ala yesoymen. If there's a shtar kis ha-yoytzei ala yesoymen, an investor steps forward, he says, I had an iska transaction with this yesoymen's father, nishba, he swears, v'goy v'kuloy. He gets everything. V'yahalting kop, v'yitig gemara, tarti, stachastira, right? We said that why would the investor be believed to swear v'goy v'kuloy? Because we treat the Pekodin the same way we treat the Halva. You're a regular Bali Par Menechsi Yisoyim. It doesn't matter if you're coming to take a Chayv or if you're taking a Pekodin. So why is the Halacha then Nishba Begoy Bekuloy if we just said the Halacha is like Rav Chizda? The Rav Chizda says that the father would have been believed to say Echzarti L'cha. So the Gemara, the Dichoy that the Gemara said a second ago, Shani Yosin, the Misa, the Pari, Meimar Hava Omar. It's not because we hold that Pekodin is treated like Milva. It's not. But it's because of the second svar, the dichoy of the Gemara. The Gemara holds, it's not mashma the father paid this loan. Because had the father paid this loan, had there been a exact of the call, he would have told his children, he would have told Bezdin, somebody would have been aware of this, he would have never exposed his children to this kind of risk. Either way, it's based on that. Rava Amar, Hilchasa, the halacha is, Nishba v'goyva mechza. Halacha l'maisa, in this case, when somebody tries to collect his iska from the yisoymim, you goyva mechza. Amar Marzutra, and Marzutra said, Hilchasa, kidayone goyla. Which is nishba v'goyve kulay. Amalei Ravina l'mazucha, Ravina told Mazucha, Amar Rava, the Rebbe Rava said, nishba v'goyve mechza. So how could you pass like the Dayane Goyla, nishba v'goyve kulay? Amalei, Ananda Dayane Goyla, Ipka Masnissan. We had a Messiah that the Dayane Goyla were the ones that said mechza. Therefore, it's consistent with Rava's psak. Meaning, really, we're following Rava. Rava paskin, nishba v'goyve mechza. What did Rava hold? What did the Dayane Goyla hold? We thought they held mechza, thus we said, Hilchas like Dayane Goyla. If they're talking to the ones that said kulay, then we stand corrected. It's not hilchasa dayane goyla. It's actually going to be hilchasa kidayane eretz yisrael. Either way, just a little bit more in yonah diyoma. So before we begin today's piece, just wanted to be moisif noifach on what we spoke about at the end of last week. So last Thursday, we spoke out raid about the numbers of Shibud Mitzrayim. Was it 86 years, 210 years? 400 years, 430 years, we spoke out of Meir Diga Teres Chaim, and we mentioned that the Teres Chaim is tucked away. It's a Masechtes Chulin that Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis. I've never seen it quoted other than Achida in one place. It's in the Teres Achida in Parshas Kisis. I'm not sure from which one of Sfarim it comes from. But the Achida in an art quotes the Teres Chaim who said that really, Klal Yisrael, but even Klali had to endure a galus of 430 years. Umoisha bnei Yisrael ashiyashu b'Mitzrayim shloishim shana v'arba meir shana. Ultimately, they were only in galus for 86 years. Miriam was born 86 years before Geulas Mitzrayim. She was called Miriam because that's when the Vayimaru as Chayim started. Which means that the Yidden got 1/5 of the galus that they were supposed to get. 86 out of the 430. Which means they left 4/5 on the table. Teres Chaim said that's why you find four. Which is so symbolic in the Leila Seder, specifically the four Kaisis. Because Kaisis Gematria 86, four times 86, are the years that they were spirited from Galus Mitzrayim. But the bottom line is, says the Teres Chaim, Klal Yisrael got 86 years. What they were spirited was 344 years. 430 minus 86 is 344. It's the Osius of Shmad. That's why the Torah says in Parshas Vayeshchanan and the Kriyas HaTorah that we read on Tisha B'Av, Ki Soilud Banim Ubnei Banim V'nei Shantim Ba'aretz Ki Ovoi Toivedun Maher, and then we fear Royce Ki Yishomei Tishomeidon. What's the Chazorah? Yishomei Tishomeidon L'Rames, that not only is Klal Yisrael going to be wiped out, but Shmad Shin Mem Dalet 344 years, and those 344 years were spread out amongst the Galus. Where does the Chidah bring it? Says the Chidah, Ein Locha Ben Chayr Ela Misha Oisik B'Torah. Because when a person learns Torah State in Sfar Makdoshin, he's zoicha to be infused with a nitzot of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Raya de Mehemna. Moshe is over 345. Golos is 344. The way to be potter from Golos is Moshe. You're over. You go on top of the Golos, which is Shin Mem Dalet. That's Elocha Ben Chayrin. Ben Chayrin Taika. You want to be freed from your Mitzrayim. You want to be freed from the Dalet Golos. The way to do that is by learning Torah Smosha, you'll be oila on the Shin Mem Dalet. Dvarim Niflam Agamoy. On Shabbos, I found one other place that the Teres Chaim is quoted. It's in the Magia on the new Drosh Chassam Sefer. The context over there is Gevaldik, and that's why we're going to go back to this and speak this out, because it ties into something that we spoke at a few times in the last couple of weeks. I think it's Dvarim Niflam Agamoy. Says the Chassam Sefer, just going to read to you his Lashon inside. V'yesh Loimar, Yodua. It is well known. Ki kol ha-goliyos, all the goliyos, nechlolim, bigzeiros, v'avodim, v'inu oisam, arba me'ashana. All the goliyos were really included in the arba me'ashana. The Chassam Sofer says it's yodua. So I guess the Magia was looking around. Where is it so yodua? So this is what they have. B'midbar kedemos, mareches nun, muva b'shem teres chayim. He brings b'shem the teres chayim, the Dawud Malchi, him siyim shibud golos tof shanim b'mitzatim. Nobody has his marmokim. Doesn't even tell you where it is. It's in chulin tzadik aleph amid beis. It's mamish gevalda. But either way, zochtech sam soifer. Why is he saying it? Yeah, zochtech sam soifer. What's the punchline? He says gevaldik. He says in the Brisbane Absarim, Hashem tells Moshe, I'm going to give you Avram. I'm going to give you 10 lands. The shivas ha'amim that we're from Lachiki Moiri. In addition, there's three more. The Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini. But we know the Kini, Knizi, and Kadmoini, Kleisel didn't get right away. They're not getting it until the Asad Lava, the Yisafta Lacha, Uchalasharim, Ki Archa, Lacha, Gvulcha, Vaitach Sam Seifer. Why didn't Kleisel get the three nations right away? Zaktach Sam Seifer, Moiridik, Lafinis Raid. Because really, there was a Tanai in Yerushal's hearts. What was the Tanai? Yodoya Tay, the Kigay, Yerzerecha, Beretz, Loilahem, Vavodim, Vino, Waisam, Arba Meishana. Kleisel had to pay up a Choy first. The Choy of Arba Meishana. 400, 430, more accurately, the way the Teres Chaim says it. But there was a Choy of 400, 430 years of Beretz, Loilahem, the Kleisel had a pata. Only then would they be right to Yerushal's hearts. When Kleisel left Mitzrayim, they didn't pay up the Choy yet. They only paid up 86 years. They left 344 years on the table. They can't get all of Eretz Yisrael. So you know what the Abishan said? I'll give you part of Eretz Yisrael. But you're not getting everything. The Kini, Knizdi, and Kadmoini, that you're not getting. Because for that, you need to get pay up the entire Chayv. When you pay up the entire Chayv, then you're going to get everything. So the reason they didn't get Kini, Knizdi, and Kadmoini is Hagufa. Because they left all these years on the table, and until they paid up the entire Chayv, they weren't Roy yet to be able to get that. It all comes together. Loss of love, they didn't get it. We're going to get it, loss of love, when we're finished with the full Goliath. That's just the Meisef Neufach, the Ha'ara, with regards to what we spoke at last week. But just one semi-Davar Chadosh, and that is the Balaturim, in the beginning of Parashas Va'era, says, Va'era El Avram, El Yitzchak, Ve'el Yaakov, Ve'kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem loy nedati lohem. Says the Balaturim, the word va'era is begematria Yitzchak. Kedi isa b'medrash, and it's based on a medrash, she Yitzchak gor lohem liyisrael, she yetzim b'mitzrayim. Yitzchak is the one of the three of us that was goyrim that Klal Yisrael shall leave Mitzrayim. And obviously, this medrash, this Balaturim, is a davar sasam. Why did Yitzchak play more of a role in Geulas Mitzrayim than any one of the other of us? The Pashit, you would probably say. Because really, Hashem told Avram, Yodoya Tei, the Gigeri years, Aracha Beretz Leilahem, Vavodiv Inu Oysam, Arba Meishon, which should have meant 400 years of Golas. Yet Klal Yisrael weren't in Mitzrayim for 400 years. They were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. The Inu Oysam was only 86 years. What's the Cheshbon of Arba Meishon? It was Meshas Leidas Yitzchak. So you see that because of Leidas Yitzchak, the Yidden were spared so many years of Golas. So it could be Yitzchak was Goyrim somehow. Geulas Mitzrayim. Had the Yidden not left when they left, maybe they would have never left. So maybe Yitzchak, based on that, plays a little bit of a bigger role. Because I'll say, Pesach Neilat Yitzchak, there's definitely a kesher between Yitzchak and Mitzrayim. Aval Adayin Tzarech Bir, what is pshat in this medrash, this Balaturim, that Yitzchak is the one that caused that the Yidden should left Mitzrayim? Found the Chida brings this remez from the Sefer Imrei Noyan. Kosev the Sefer Imrei Noyan. Bo'era Gematria Yitzchak. Zok the Imrei Noyam, pshat in this is based on a medrash that's quoted by the Rosh. The Rosh in his Pirush Al Torah quotes a medrash that says as follows. Usually the name Yitzchak is spelled Yud Tzadik Ches Kuf. But you find sometimes Yitzchak spelled Yitzchak, Yid Shin or Sin Ches Kuf. Omai Yitzchak Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You told my father Avram Avinu, Yodoya Teida Kigei Yizarecha Beretz Leilohem, Va'avodim V'inu Oysam Arba Me'eshana. 400 years is a very long time, Hashem. I don't know if my descendants are going to be able to be soivel 400 years of Sheba Mitzrayim. I'll make a deal with you. I'll take the sin out of my name, and I'll replace it with a tzaddik. But here's the condition. What's the difference in numerical value between sin and tzaddik? 210. As long as you agree that the Sheba shouldn't be the 400 years that you said it was supposed to be, but I want the Sheba Mitzrayim to be instead 210 years. Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to the deal, and that's why it's Yitzchak, and it's not Yitzchak. Zokta, Heilige Chida. That's Pshat in this remnus. Pshat in the remnus is, Va'era, Begematria, Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Goyim that Klal Yisrael should leave Mitzrayim, because Klal Yisrael had to leave when they left, because they were falling into the Sha'anun, but really there was a Chayv of 400 years. It was only possible because of this negotiation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yitzchak, and that's why, at the end of the day, Yitzchak was more Goyim, Gulas Mitzrayim, than any one of the others. I think that a very obvious sushtel to this Vart is a Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, but Behektim, another Gemara, Masech the Psochim, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis, a well-known Gemara. We'll go through the Gemara like a mensch. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lassoy Sudah L'Tzadikim B'yoyim She Yigomel Chazdoy L'Zareh Shal Yitzchak. In the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a Sudah RSVP, only for tzaddikim. It's going to be on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be going Bel Chesed, L'Zari Shal Yitzchak. L'Achim Shal Yitzchak, L'Achim Shal the end of the Suda, Noisim Loi L'Avram Avinu Koshal Bracha. They're going to give Avram Avinu the Koshal Bracha, someone has to lead the oil of benching, and they're going to offer Avram Avinu benching. But Oymer Lehem, he's going to tell them, Eini Mevarech, I can't bench. She Yatsum Yimene Yishma, because I had a son Yishma, and as a result, I'm not perfect. Give it to someone that's perfect. I'm going to be Yitzchak. Second option is going to be Yitzchak. Hashem's going to say, Yitzchak, nu, gay, tzi, bench. Tulu brach. I'm going to have any mevarech. I can't. She yotzim mene Esau. I had a son of Esau. I'm going to be Yaakov. They're going to tell Yaakov, tulu brach. I'm going to have any mevarech. I can't. She nasas yishtei achayis b'chayei. And even though it was carried the Matan Torah, but it's a chasorin in Shleimus. I was married to two sisters. At the same time, I can't bench. So after the office, Hashem is going to go to Moshe. Tulu brech, go bench. I can't bench. The fifth option is going to be Yeshua ben Nun. Tulu brech. He's going to say, I can't either bench. I only had daughters. I never had a son. And because I didn't have a son, I too can't be the one to bench. Finally, David. He's going to go to David HaMelech and he's going to say, Tulu brach. David HaMelech is going to say, absolutely, Kadima. Ani avarech, I'm going to bench. V'linoi levarech. And for me, it's appropriate to bench. And Emma kois Yeshua yisaso, u'v'shem Hashem ekret yidua, b'shem d'chdush yarim. D'chdush yarim said that why is David HaMelech at the end of the day going to be the one to bench Klal Yisrael? Because David HaMelech was the composer of Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech spent his whole life giving shiris v'shem brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he didn't only give brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu when good things happened. David HaMelech gave brachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu when bad things happened also. Mizmer leDavid. David HaMelech said, "Shiftacho mishantacho himi yinachamuni." Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes me, He gives me yisurim. He gives me things, throws things in my direction that seem to make no sense. But I'm mevarech al ara, kishem she mevarech al atoiv. David HaMelech, who was mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ara, li na levarech. He's going to be the one that's going to be appropriate for him. It's befitting to go and lead Klal Yisrael with this benching. Abu Simch ge'art apashto ha'ara. Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasis sudu letzadikim biyoyim sheyigam el chazdoi lezari shal Yitzchak. Why Zari shal Yitzchak? It's Zari shal Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Where do you find Klal Yisrael referred to as Zari shal Yitzchak? Why not Zari shal Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov? But I think the pshat is very posh. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Peites Amid Beis, another classic. The Gemara says, La'asid Lavoi, this is the end of days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be ready to bring the Geula. But he's going to be going through the accounting, the merits of Klal Yisrael, to see whether they're worthy. Says the Gemara, Klal Yisrael's not going to be roy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go to Avram Avinu, and he's going to tell him, Banechu Chatu, you know, your sons, your Einoklach, they sin. Amar the fun of Ribbono Shel Olam. Really? Klal Yisrael sin? Yimachal Kedusha Shemecha? They should be wiped out. Kill them. Amar. So Hashem says, okay, that didn't go the way I thought it was. Emelei LeYaakov. Maybe I'll go to Yaakov. Davalei Tzargid Obanim. He has a feel for Klal Yisrael. Maybe he's going to look at it differently. Efshad Abay Rachmi Olayim. Amalei, he's going to go to Yaakov. He's going to say, Banecha Chatu. Amal Afan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Yimachal Akdusha Shenecha. No, third option. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loi Besabi Taima. I see that the Sabi, the Elter Yidin of Avram Avinu, the Zeda, he's not saying good. Yaakov Avinu, he's the Einokel, he's the younger one. He's also not saying good. Maybe Yitzchak. So Amalei Yitzchak. Hashem is going to go to Yitzchak. He's going to say, Banecha Chatuli. Your children, they sinned. Amal Afan of Ribbono Shel Olam. Banai, they're my sons. V'loi Banecha, and they're not your sons. B'shal Shekhtim Lefnecha Nasa Nishma. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa Nishma, Karas Lehem, you know what? You refer to Klal Yisrael as B'ni B'chayri. Oh, when Klal Yisrael was standing on the mountain, Nasa v'nishma, that being Mekayim and accepting Kol HaTorah Kula, then Yiparimtzich, B'ni B'chayri Yisrael, Achshav now, Banai V'loi Banecha. So let's start this conversation by acknowledging that they're our sons. V'oi Kamachatu. How much did Klal Yisrael already sin? Let's make a cheshbon. So Yitzchok took the envelope, flipped it around, and he said, how long does a person live? 70 years. This is the makar to this idea that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish for any aver that a person does before he's 20 years old. Pashalu, which the Nayibidu says, of course, doesn't mean literally. You're left with 50 years. Out of the 50 years, 25 days and 25 nights. Dal chafei dilel vasa, can't do averis a night. So pashalu chafei, you're left with only 25 years. Dal tartis shi upalga, that's luya mechod beis achise. Out of the 25 years, half of them, 12 and a half, A person is learning Torah, he's davening, he's eating, and he's in the bathroom. So you're left with 12 and a half years. So the conversation starts, number one, our sons. Number two, it's only 12 and a half years. Yitzchak is going to tell HaKadosh Baruch, if you're willing to take all 12 and a half years, then this conversation is over. The imlab, I'll tell you what, palgo alai, upalgo alayach. I'll take half, and you take half, and let's call it a day. The imtim tzolei makulam alai, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not maskin. You hold, I have to take all 12 and a half years. Hakrivis nafshi kamach. I already gave up my neshama for you. I was ready to die. That kid is Yitzchak. Paschu v'amru, Klai Yisrael is going to get wind of this conversation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be persuaded by it. He's going to bring the geula, and they're going to say, Ato avinu, you're our father, you Yitzchak, not Avram, and not Yaakov, because it was you Yitzchak that didn't say you machal tusha shemecha. You the one that stood up for it. And Yitzchak's going to respond to Klai Yisrael, and the Gemara continues. Either way, says the Gemara in Shabbos Peites Amud Beis, that la'asad lavai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be ready to be goyimel ches with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one of the obvious is going to step forward? It's Yitzchak. Atavinu, only Yitzchak. Does look the Gemara da. B'yoyim she'yigomel chazdoi l'zare shel Yitzchak. Because it's Yitzchak Taika. Nisht Avram Avinu, and Nisht Yaakov Avinu. It's Taika Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is going to be the one, he's going to be the attorney who's going to stand up on behalf of Klai Yisrael, the Sanhedrin, to make sure that the Yeshua is going to be brought. I found recently an unbelievable maramaki. The Gemara says, in the Sechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing a pasuk in Micha. Micha says, V'hoyezeh Sholah in Ashur, Kiyove Baratzeinu, V'chiyidrech Ba'amarneisenu. This is describing the end of days. You need a guitar for this. V'akimoni Yolav Shiva Royim, they're going to be seven shepherds. U'shmoyne Nesichei Hadam. So there's going to be these different leaders that are going to help Klai Yisrael. Seven shepherds. Shiva Royim. Says the Gemara, Man, me, U'shiva Royim. Who are these seven shepherds? Zok the Gemara, I say, David Be'emza, David HaMelech is going to be in the middle. Adam, Sheis, U'misushelach, Miminoi. Adam, Sheis, and Mr. Shelach, I'm going to be to right of David HaMelech. Avram, Yaakov, U'moisha, Mismoila. Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu are going to be to his left. So the Shiva Royim that are going to be there at the end of days, David HaMelech in the middle, Adam, Sheis, and Mr. Shelach to the right, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe to the left. Zok Rashi. Lo yodati behem tam. I have no idea, says Rashi, what the cheshvin is. Why these seven people? But one thing I know. Kimidumali. It's amazing. Rashi always speaks with such a self-confidence. Kimidumali. I think, says Rashi. The Amrinam ba'almo, that the Velt says, that the Yitzchak lehechon azal. Where's Yitzchak? Avram, Yaakov, Moshe? Who's missing? Yitzchak. Where's Yitzchak? Lahatzel Bonav Medina Shal Gehenem. Yitzchak is busy saving Klai Yisrael now. He's making sure that the Gula actually follows through. Ki Atovino. What's Ki Atovino? This Gemara right here. Shabbos Peites Amud Beis. Yitzchak Avinu, more than any one of the others, is going to be the one that's going to go and he's going to be metapel on behalf of Klai Yisrael. Parenthetically, I saw, this is a little bit in Yadav Yoyma. I found the Ben Yoyada. Ben Yoyada is also very bothered with this Gemara. Adam Shesem the Shuselach, that to the right, usually the most chashev is in the middle, then the next chashev is to the right, and the least chashev is to the left. So how is it possible that, number one, David is the most chashev, and that Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe are going to be to the left? So he says a Dover Nifla. Hine, Vadi Kabbalah Zuhi B'yad Rabbi Seinu Zal. Shiyu Al-Seder Zeh. Ach Kosh, Eich Yeh, Dover HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Godu Mikulam. V'oid, Eich Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe, Yeh Mishmael, V'loi Miyamin. V'niru Li B'siyat HaDishmayo, Al-Derech Sha'amru. We know that Eliyahu is Niskala b'chol milo u'milo. She'inei ba'kulo, it doesn't mean the whole Eliyahu Navi comes. Elarak chelek mimenu. A part of Eliyahu Navi comes. Yeah. She'yischalik l'kama chalokim. Eliyahu Navi can be divided into many different chalokim. And the different chalokim, the different nitzotzes of Eliyahu Navi appears by the Bris Milah. V'lechein yovei be'elef milas v'yoseh. It's possible for Eliyahu Navi to go to 1,000 milas at the same time. Asher yizdavnu b'regel echad. She'bechol milah yovei chelek echem imenu. Says the Ben Yayad. This is the punchline. V'ein kol ha'chalakim shavim. Not all nitzotzes are equal. She'bechol milah yischalek b'chelek gadol lefi erech balei mitzvah. So this, the Eliyahu Navi that comes to one milah is not necessarily the same Eliyahu that comes to the next milah. And the same is probably true regarding the Leila Seder. It's not the same. Lefi erech Balei HaMitzvah, that will determine the erech of this nitzutz that's going to show up at the Bris Milah. Says the Ben Yoyada, maybe that's the Cheshbon over here. It could be the level of neshama of Adam, Sheis, and Mishu Selach, that's going to be Shiva Royim, is going to be more than the level neshama of Avram Yaakov and Moshe. So Avada Avram Yaakov and Moshe B'Shleimus are greater than David HaMelech. They're greater than Adam, Sheis, and Mishu Selach. But they're not coming B'Shleimus. They're coming like Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. Like Eliyahu Navi comes to a Bris Milah. It's a Nitzutz that's coming. And there's different Madregas and different Nitzutzes. So it could be the level of David HaMelech that's going to be there is going to be a greater manifest. There's going to be more David than Avram. And that's why David will be Be'emtza based on the level of David that's there. Copy the level of the other Royim that are going to be there. Dvarim Lefan. But regardless, what you see from here is a Mayri Digazach. That La'asad Lavoi. La'asad Lavoi, which one of the obvious is going to come forward on behalf of Klal Yisrael? It's going to be Yitzchak Avinu. It's so matin. The Eira is Bigamatria Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Garam. Why was he Garam? He negotiated with Klal Yisrael. He took 109, he was able to shave 190 years off Galus Mitzrayim. He took it from 200 to 210 by taking the sin out of his name and replacing it instead with a tzaddik. It's the same Yitzchak Avinu that's going to save Klal Yisrael, Shabbos Peites. The same Yitzchak Avinu, Sukkah Nun Beis, that's why he's not one of the Shiva Royim, the way Rashi brings Kimedum Ali as Mizokt in the Veld, that's what Yitzchak Avinu is, and maybe that's why the Gemara of Sokh and Kufi Tesla Beis refers to it as the Suda that's going to be B'yoyim She'yigom El Chazdoi Lazar Shal Yitzchak. But it begs the question, why Yitzchak? And the emes is, if you think about it, it's Hepach HaSvara. Yitzchak, we always associate with Midas Adin. Yitzchak is the Chalom HaGvura. Avrav, Vanefesh Asha Asa B'charon, Vayitaisha, Lachilo, Shtiyo, Levoya, Kiruv, Orchim, Arabas, everybody was invited into Avram Avinu's house. Davka Yitzchak is going to be the one that's going to see this idea of go out and save Klal Yisrael more than Avram and Yaakov. And I thought, Grada, why did Hashem in Shabbos Peites go to Yitzchak last? First he went to Avram, and then he jumped to Yaakov, probably because he was afraid to go to Yitzchak. Yitzchak's noch midas adin. And ironically, counterintuitively, Yitzchak is the one that steps forward. L'chayrut tzarech bir. So I saw yesterday in the Sefer Divrei Yitzir from the Alta Kloizim B'gir Rebbe, he says a davar nifla on this Gemara right here. He says it in Shabbos, pay test some of this. He says, I think the pshat zazoi. We know that Yitzchak Avinu had a son, Esav. And Esav gave him a very hard time. Esav wasn't a good guy. The virus that Esav did were not shaykh. But Yitzchak loved Esav. Vayehav Yitzchak. Even where his own mother couldn't find a place to really love him. Because she was aware of what he was up to. But Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. Avram Avinu, the close of the Rebbe Gezok, had a son, Yishmael. He threw him out of the house. Gorish ben Amazois. Yaakov, you find that he had sorrows with his children. Lama achar tonu, achar temoisi, la avisheni, which him in a Levi. He gave clawless by the Berchus Yaakov. He took a very hard stance with his children. Yitzchak was mole ahava, even to a son like Esav. At the close of the Rebbe Gezok, that the way we act on this world, that's ma'orer, mida keneged mida, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interfaces with us. La'asad lovei, the Abishas, we look at Klal Yisrael. So she incites the Kim and the Geula, maybe it's even the Be'ita, it's already time, but how's it shaykh? I'm going to bring a Geula to Azad Dar. Averis, no one's perfect, issues, and it's not shy. What in the world am I going to do? But when he's going to see Yitzchak, this midah, the midah of a havaschina, the midah of a father loving his son unconditionally. He could be Esav, but he doesn't throw him out of the house. He loves him. That midah is what's going to be ma'ir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even if Klal Yisrael, told you needed a guitar, that even if Klal Yisrael is taka not perfect, and maybe they're not deserving, but it's that midah of Yitzchak Avinu that ultimately is going to stand up, and it's going to save Klal Yisrael. Lots of love.